Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
NFL draft is almost here. It starts in just 6 days. Let's talk some draft now as we're joined by lead NFL draft analyst for PFF, Trevor Sikkema, who joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Trevor, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So let's start with the Ravens and what you think their priorities are. And if the draft goes the way you think it does, what do you see them doing early?
Yeah, so, you know, the Ravens, obviously a team that has been competing for AFC Championship runs, Super Bowl runs. So, I mean, the roster is pretty good right now. Obviously, that you're trying to figure out exactly what you've got on the interior offensive line. I sometimes think that maybe a player like that could be an option for them at the back end of the first round. How good do you feel about Daniel Falele at guard, Andrew Voorhees at guard, right? Obviously, getting Ronnie Stanley back was a big deal. Roger Rosengarten, they're hoping that he's a long-term starter for them. But do you feel great about who you have on the interior? If you don't, you want to upgrade that at the back end of the first round, I think you will have the ability to do that. And then on the defensive side of the football, you know, they're bringing Chidobe Awuzie, Brandon Stevens is out there. Do you still feel good about the secondary that I felt like was a big-time strength for this team last season? And then really it's just, how do you feel about the front seven? That's really, I saved that best, the best for last, if you will, because I feel like that's where the Ravens really have to sort of address those questions. How do you feel about David Ojabo, about Odafe Oweh, right? Do you think that they are going to be long-term guys for you? What do you think of Travis Jones? Is he somebody who's going to be a mainstay next to Nnamdi Matabuike, or do you want to upgrade there on the defensive line? So I keep going back to interior defensive line to help out Matabuike, and then long-term look at edge. Do you feel like you have those guys on the roster to build after the next season or two? Because if not, you might be able to get ahead of the curve drafting one of those guys at the back end of the first round.
Trevor, we've kicked around the idea, and we know that Eric DaCosta loves having a ton of picks. They have 11, which is tied for the most in this draft. But if they were able to package some of those picks, and let's say they move up 5, 6, 7 spots to target someone that's falling, who's a player that they could jump to get?
Yeah, I think that you bring up a really good point. When I do these exercises, I'm always looking at these teams that might be willing to move up, the teams that have the most draft picks. I think the Ravens are a team that could absolutely be aggressive for one of these players that they love. I again, go back to the defensive line. Donovan Ezeraku, somebody who at Boston, if you've come from Boston College, incredibly productive. I think everybody who's probably talked to him loved who he is as a person as well. He understands the why of pass rushing as much as he does have the athletic abilities and the physical gifts to be able to do it at the NFL level, in my opinion. And I think, you know, if you go back to January, December, you would have talked about this guy as somebody who is like, all right, maybe, you know, fringe first round pick, you know, maybe back into the first round. Now I'm sitting here thinking about, all right, well, the Bucs could draft him at number 19. You know, maybe the Niners could be interested at number 11, maybe even as high as number 8 overall for the Carolina Panthers. I've kind of thrown that out there if they really want that guy who is a proven pass rusher. But if a guy like that ends up falling a little bit, you've got an opportunity to move up 5, 6, 7 spots to go get somebody like that. I think that's an option for him because he's a little bit different in this class. I think the same of guys like Kenneth Grant, the defensive tackle from Michigan, Walter Nolan, the defensive tackle from Ole Miss. Both of those guys bring some unique ability and I should say quickness, speed, explosiveness, despite being really big dudes, over 300 pounds. And being able to be great against the run as well. So I look at one of those guys, and if you got a preference, if you love one of them more than the rest of their peers that might be available for you, maybe you jump up a couple of spots and look at some of those guys.
And then there's the secondary, where they can never have enough chess pieces to play with. And there were people when they took Kyle Hamilton who said they absolutely don't need a safety. And that's obviously worked out for them. They love drafting corners. They're always kind of mixing and matching back there. And so how do you gauge that part of it? And do you wonder at all about, because this looks like it might be such a generational defensive line draft, especially D-tackle, do you wonder about how many teams wait to address it thinking we can still get a starter in the second round or the third round there?
Yeah, I mean, it's worth talking about, right? Because it's not just about, hey, how do we, you know, strike maybe our biggest need with our first pick that we have in the draft, whenever that is. It's also about building draft strategies. And it really is a deep defensive line class. I think it's a decently deep safety class mm-hmm. as well. The more I continue to study it as we got into the later months here, I really do think that there's some good safeties to work with, but corners is a little bit of a different story. If you want a starting caliber rotation type of corner and you want to feel really good about it, you probably got to draft that guy in round one or round mm-hmm. two in this class. And so it goes to, I think for the Ravens, especially with having a lot of picks and having a lot of flexibility, even after round one, it's certainly not off the table for me, you know, drafting a guy like a Benjamin Morrison, a Trey Amos, a Maxwell Hairston, Savone Revel, right? Like guys like that, that you could probably target at the back end of round one. And if they go with that direction, you're right. The fan reaction or just the outside reaction might be, whoa, okay, they didn't really need this. What are they doing? But I totally agree with what you said about cornerbacks. Every single defensive coordinator in the NFL would tell you the same thing. I can't have enough guys on my team that I trust to cover the other team's wide receivers. The limit does not exist for those players. And in fact, it's much more likely that you're short on talent mm-hmm. versus how good these wide receivers are, rather than you saying like, yeah, all right, we got too many on the team. We could trade off one of these guys. I just don't know many teams, if any, in the NFL that feel like they're in that situation. So I think it's a really good call out by you, you know, bringing up corner in this sort of context. They could absolutely go after one in the first round, given how building a draft strategy and getting defensive linemen later in the draft could work out for them.
We're talking with Trevor Sikema. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Let's get to the quarterback position, Trevor, because that's the sexy position come draft time. We know Cam Ward's going one. What do you think of him? What do you think of these other quarterbacks? Where are you on Shedeur Sanders?
Yeah, so I would take Cam Ward number one overall. He's my top quarterback in this draft, and I think he's got a lower floor than you often like to have with a number one overall pick, but he at least has the ceiling. And I think the Titans, certainly everything that I've heard from, you know, guys within that building or around that program, you know, talk about how much they really are buying into what he could be at the NFL level. And so I agree with them. If you're going to take one, I think he's the guy to take at the very top. You know, when I look at Shedeur Sanders, yeah, I have a late second, early third round grade on him, and I think that he plays a really clean brand of football. The fundamentals are some of the best in this class, in my opinion. A very clean footwork all the way through the throwing motion when the ball is coming out of his hand. You could tell that he's grown up around the game. You could tell that he knows how to read defenses pre and post snap. Yeah, okay, he hangs on to the ball a little bit too long. I think that's a product of just playing in college and want to score a lot of points, because that's what you do. You hold on to it. You play a little hero ball, and you put some numbers up in the 30s and 40s every week like they were able to do. So that's a little natural. It's always going to change at the NFL level. The thing that worries me about Shedeur is I don't think he's got a tier one or tier two NFL arm to him. I think that when you look at the overall arm talent, I think it's that of a solid mid-tier starter at the NFL level, somebody that could be a starter in this league for a long time. But is he ever going to really be able to be an individual one-on-one winner with his arm talent alone? I have my reservations about that, despite the clean fundamentals that he has. So with all that being said, though, it's quarterback league. You either have one or you don't. So that's why we're talking about him as high as number three overall, maybe number nine to the New Orleans Saints, 21 to the Pittsburgh Steelers, or maybe one of those teams at the top end of the second round, Giants, Browns, if they don't get a quarterback earlier, they could pop back up and get him. Ultimately, I kind of feel as though we are still only going to get two quarterbacks in the first round of this draft. I think it's going to be Shedeur at some point, obviously Cam Ward, but I'm not really convinced that one of these other guys, Milroe, Shuck, Dart, I'm not convinced right now that they are going to make it into the first round.
Trevor, we heard Eric DaCosta say earlier this week that the strength of this draft is the middle round. He said that he has 217 prospects that are draftable players, according to him. What do you think of this draft depth as a whole?
No, I do agree. I think that when we look at this draft class 4 or 5 years from now, it might not have a lot of the, you know, perennial all-pros, but it's going to have a lot of those players who make up a lot of rosters around the league for years to come. It's going to be a lot of those, you know, second-tier starters, you know, these guys who are contributing role players, the guys who are making out the core of the team. And with that being the case, I really feel as though the story of this draft and the teams who are labeled quote-unquote winners, if you will, might be those teams that have the most picks on day two, have the most second and third round picks, getting the opportunity to pick a lot of these guys who can be those contributing players, maybe rotational guys, but really, really solid and impactful rotational guys. And so I see it very similarly to the way that DaCosta does. You know, I was just talking with somebody the other day. At the very top of the draft, I think everybody has the same two guys. I think everybody's got some different order of Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter. I think there's a couple of players after that, you know, Mason Graham, Tyler Warren, Ashton Jeanty, Armon Membu, maybe Ted McMillan, that I think are in this next group. But I'd tell you that prospects 10 through 25 on a big board, the gap between them is probably very small. And then I would tell you that from prospect 25 to 60 is very small. I could have guys who I have ranked in my 50s on my big board, who somebody else might have ranked at 30. And I'd go, yeah, okay, all right, I could see it. I could see it. You know, I don't have them ranked there, but I could see it. And I think that just goes to show, you know, some evidence of what DaCosta was talking about, how it's just going to be a really deep draft. That cliff of talent really doesn't come until, you know, pick 80, 90, 100, something like that, right after that you really see that fall off. I think there's a lot of guys who are going to make up a lot of core parts of a lot of teams this league.
NFL draft starts a week from yesterday. Trevor Sikkema is the lead NFL draft analyst for PFF. Trevor, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, of course, guys. Anytime.
Coming up next, Northern Exposure and Browns GM Andrew Berry met with the media his pre-draft press conference yesterday. What do you have to say about this draft? The quarterbacks, Travis Hunter, Joe Flacco's return. We'll hear from Andrew Berry.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next here on The Fan.
Obviously, quarterback's the most important position. I think biggest thing that we're thinking about going into this draft is really just adding good players and good prospects. You know, not overthinking it that way. Like, can't necessarily dictate the draft, although certainly you have more influence when you're picking as high as we are this year. But we're really just looking to add good players.
That's Browns GM Andrew Berry, and he says he's not going to let the need for a quarterback draft to drive the draft process. Jason, why should he? He's got Joe Flacco back in the building.
Well, I don't think it's going to drive the process with their first pick, the second pick in the draft, because I think they would have taken Cam Ward if he's there. He's not going to be there, and so I'm strongly convinced they're going to take Travis Hunter, who a lot of people think is the best football player, regardless of position, in this draft. And I think the owner will be on board with him playing both ways. And we'll hear a little bit more from Andrew Berry about that. But their first pick of the second round, or maybe even trading back into the first round to get someone who I would think would be Jackson Dart, but maybe it's Milroe. I certainly see that being in their future.
That's exactly where I was going. We talked a lot about the Ravens possibly taking Milroe in day two, but the Browns and their second round pick, which is basically a first round pick with them picking second, that could be a landing spot for him.
I certainly think so.
Let's hear more from GM Andrew Berry, and he talks about the quarterback prospects in this draft.
You know, they're both excellent players. Yeah, I think, you know, Jalen, he's got rare physical talent. You know, he may be the only, when he gets in the NFL, he may be the only quarterback who's faster than Lamar. Don't tell Lamar I said that, please. He's got rare physical gifts. You know, he's strong, he's fast, he's got a really strong arm. And any system that you build around him, you want to take advantage of the fact that he has things that no other players at the position have. You know, Jackson, he's very well-rounded. You know, he can run it, he can throw it, he's accurate. You know, he's a good decision maker. You know, I'd say he's pretty scheme versatile, so to speak. So look, I think, you know, both those guys in the proper situation can be really good NFL players.
So we'll get to why he's talking about guys that could be available for him at the top of the second round in a moment. But Jackson Dart, Jalen Milroe, by the way, Jalen Milroe is not as fast as Lamar Jackson, but he has generated a lot of buzz of late, Jason.
Yeah. I think teams like him a lot more than the mock drafters ever did. I think teams believe they can work with him on some of the accuracy and sort of how he reads the game. We had Phil Simms on the show yesterday. He believes that this kid in the right hands could be interesting, and that he could be gone in that, you know, somewhere on Friday, maybe sooner rather than later. And I continue to think he'd be really interesting in Baltimore.
And I think what would be interesting with Milroe, if he did end up going to Cleveland, they wouldn't throw him to the Wolves, right, and start week one. They'd let him wait till probably midway through the season.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that he'd be sitting the whole year, because I don't think they're built that way. And I think he could benefit, again, why I think Baltimore would make sense is Cooper Rush is already here.
Yep.
If he comes in and plays in some, you know, third and four option football situations, great. Occasionally a play here, a play there, but he wouldn't have to be the number two, or certainly, obviously, nobody would be thinking about him starting a game under any set of circumstances. But like they played Dorian Thompson-Robinson way before I ever thought they would have. So...
Yeah.
Life can come at you fast in Cleveland.
We are talking about Cleveland.
More from Andrew Berry, Browns GM, and the top of the first round, they pick second, and everybody assumes they're taking Travis Hunter. So, Andrew Berry, what about Travis Hunter?
So I think one of the things that is, like, you can't probably fully appreciate until you actually see Travis play live is just his elite conditioning. Like, you know, going out and seeing him play, a Colorado, he really never comes off the field. And it's unbelievable because, like, you know, there are more plays in a college game than there is a pro game. And it's like the guy, like, he barely pants like that, you know, like that type thing. So it's quite incredible. You know, that being said, you know, what he would attempt to do has not, you know, been really done in our league. But we wouldn't necessarily put a cap or a governor in terms of, like, what he could do. You know, we would want to be smart in terms of how we started him out. You know, I think I've mentioned before, you know, we would see his first home as receiver and his second home, you know, on the defense side of the ball.
So, obviously, they love Travis Hunter. I remember Harbaugh at the draft luncheon or the draft press conference after lunch. He's like, there's not enough hours in the day to play every snap on both sides of the ball. So how do you expect the Browns to deploy Travis Hunter?
I think Travis Hunter would play a lot of football for the Cleveland Browns. And I think you find out what he can handle before you start putting limits on him and you start saying what he can't do or why this does or doesn't make sense. You don't see athletes in this sport who have developed themselves this much, who have polish, who aren't like just raw specimens. They've been given the opportunity by Deion Sanders to go further with this at the college level than most coaches would. And it's worked. And he is ready to be a potential number one wide receiver, and he's ready to be a potential number one corner based on what, you know, based on what else you have and your depth chart and everything else. But that is not unrealistic. So, and Andrew Berry said it himself, the pace of the NFL game is much different. I mean, there's like 17 minutes of actual action in an NFL football game. So I don't know, man. Like, you know, in terms of the preparation, and he can't, if he's in the wide receiver room, he can't be in the corner room. Move your times around. Change some stuff around. Get a little creative in how you prepare your team Monday through Friday. But on Sunday, especially on that football team, he's a starting caliber corner and a starting caliber wide receiver. I don't know how the math will work itself out, but I think we're going to see quite a bit of Travis Hunter because I think the Browns are taking him, and we know that means that the Ravens are playing him twice a year. And I think we're going to see him on offense, and I know we're going to see him on defense.
Coming up next, we're going to hear quite a bit of Bone because it's bounce back, fall back. He asks us questions, we answer. That's next here on The Fan.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Jason has been on a heater. Did the heater continue?
Yes.
The O's win the series against the Guardians. Jason, you fell back. Said the O's win one. Can you bounce back?
Kenny Sunshine.
The Orioles did pick up their first series win. Jackson Holliday, 0 for his last 17. He has a multi-hit game in the series. He did not. He had a hit in both games that he started.
That's what I said.
Did not start against the lefty. Not starting against the lefty again tonight. And both of you guys said that. Both of you guys fell back, said he'd have multiple hits, but not a multi-hit game. Gunner gets his first homer in the Guardians series. He did last night. Both of you guys bounced back. Jason, you said two homers. Charlie Morton records.
I did call yesterday's homer, though.
You did?
In real time. But I'm saying even yesterday, I reiterated. As soon as that lineup came out, I said he's going to homer and basically said he's going to homer in his first at bat.
I'm just reading my notes.
I know, and I'm just elaborating, Bone.
Elaborating, Bone.
Charlie Morton records an out in the sixth. He pitched in the sixth.
Yeah.
He did not record an out. He pitched in the sixth again. Back-to-back starts. We're looking for something. Both you guys fell back. Jason, you said he does not go into the fifth. Magic.
Still got it right, Bone.
He went into the fifth. You got the point.
Exactly.
Magic covers the 5.5 against the Hawks. They did in a big way, 120-95. Jason bounced back, and you said that the Magic will put it on them by 10 or more, which they certainly did.
Yes, they did.
Ken, you bounced back as well. Warriors cover the 6.5 against the Grizzlies. They did not.
No.
121-116. Both of you guys bounce back. Jason, you did say take the over on the 118.5 for the Warriors team total.
And they scored 120.
That's how that works.
121.
Which they did. Bulls cover the 1.5 against the Heat. They lost.
Heat
killed. Won 109-90. Jason, you fell back, said the Heat will pull it out. Can you bounce back? Kings cover the 5.5 against the Mavs. Mavs won 120-106. Can you bounce back? Jason, you fell back, and you were on the over as well. So the NBA put Jason over the top.
NBA's been very, as Sammy Sosa once said, NBA's been very, very good to me this year, Bone. And we're doing well in the play-in, so check me out at Sportsline.
Jason 6, Ken 5. I really
like the NBA games tonight.
We will get to those NBA games tonight.
Mm-hmm. Gigi's in trouble. Let him go first.
Can't go first for all of them.
Let him go first in the NBA. I don't want him cheating off my paper.
Well, you won. So
I win every week.
First.
I should be able to demand whatever I want at this point. I don't think he's won since before he was engaged. I don't think he's.
It hasn't been that long. It's probably been at least 4 or 5.
I'm going to say a good 2 months.
There's been some.
There's like a draw in there. There's like a tie in there.
We're doing 2 a week now. 2 months.
Exactly.
It has not been 2 months.
That's because I got the zero gravity mattress warehouse.
How are you sleeping now?
Sleeping great.
Great.
Sleeping great.
And you don't have
never
to
slept better.
It's got it. It's
Tempur-Pedic, baby.
He's got the mattress set on exaggeration 2 months since the last win.
And I got it set on winning, baby. Yeah. I got it set on victory. And you can't do nothing about it.
You don't have to worry about sleeping on a hotel mattress this weekend.
I don't leave the house.
Like
no Cortland, New York. I'm home with the zero gravity, sleeping with the legs up. It's amazing for your back. Check it out, mattresswarehouse.com.
Heston Kerstad in the lineup against the lefty, man. I had to look twice at that. He has a hit in each of his last four starts. Jason, he picks up at least four hits in the series.
Wow.
He's got hits in his last four hits in the series.
Well, I mean, tonight it's a lefty. Tomorrow it's a dude who's nobody's hitting. Now, they did change it from a lefty to a righty
on
Sunday.
Yeah, because Lodolo's on paternity leave.
So you'd expect him to be in the lineup all three games.
I don't expect anything out of this group. No, Bone, I think he only plays in two of these games, and I think he gets three hits.
As a fallback for those at home, Ken.
So four hits in three games?
In the series,
yeah,
yes.
I'll bounce back, Bone.
No, love it. Kenny Sunshine.
Yes. I love it, too.
Gunner had a double and a home run last night. He has three extra base hits in the series against the Reds. Ken.
He's starting to see the ball real well, Bone.
He's hitting it hard, Ken.
He's hitting it everywhere, hitting it hard. I'm gonna bounce back again.
Oh, all right.
So wait, this is fewer hits than for Heston?
No, extra base hits.
I missed that part. Three or more extra base hits.
In the series. He had two last night. He's hitting it hard, Jason.
I hear you. I'll say he ends up with a home run and a double.
It's a fallback. Home run and a double. That's what he had last night. Brandon Young set to make his MLB debut tomorrow. He completes five. Just completes five innings. Jason.
I think they're going to be real judicious here, Bone. They've got an off day Monday, which can factor into how they deploy their bullpen. And I don't think they're going to score a lot off Hunter Green. If the game goes the way I think it's going to go, I think they're going to be careful because one big inning in a three or four spot might be too much. So, Bone, I'm going to say four and a third.
Four and a third, a fallback. Ken.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe he's getting through five innings tomorrow. I hope for the best, but I'm going to fall back.
Charlie Morton's on the bump Sunday.
Yeah.
Is he ever?
He has lost every decision thus far.
It's warming
up. We're
not
even talking decision here. We're just saying the Orioles win the game Sunday with him starting. Not a decision. The Orioles win the game. Ken.
You know what? Against a starter that's got to start because Lodolo's not playing.
So it makes it interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to say that Morton's not necessarily good, but the Orioles win the game. Bounce back.
Morton, not good, but O's win.
Can't back a dude with a 9 ERA, Bone. I just can't do it.
Not backing him. Backing the birds.
Yeah, he's backing the birds.
Backing the birds.
I can't back him.
So that's fallback.
What does it sound like to you, Bone? How does it sound to you?
It sounds like
I cannot endorse the Baltimore Orioles to win a ball game when they're sending Air Chuck to the mound.
You can endorse Mattress Warehouse.
Hopefully for a long time.
NBA.
It's the only thing I got, Bone. It's the only thing I got.
NBA.
Let's go.
So you want Ken to go first?
Yeah.
This would be a first.
My choice.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Ken. The Hawks cover the 1.5 against the Heat.
Fallback. I don't like the Hawks. I like the Heat.
Final 15 games of the regular season. If you go to the NBA advanced stats and you look at O rating and N rating.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, O rating and D rating to give you a net rating.
How's your D rating, Bum?
The O and D equals
offense
an N.
And defense. They're a top five team. Now, their record might not make you think that.
Which one's a top five team?
The Heat. Hawks can't play defense.
Nah,
and Spoelstra will have a plan for Trae Young. And I don't even know how much Atlanta wants to win this game. The Miami Heat will win this game by 8 points or more, Bo.
Heat win by eight or more. So does he have to lead off each time?
Yeah.
Is that how you're mandating it?
Yep.
Okay. Ken, Grizzlies cover the 6.5 against the Mavs.
Fallback, Bone.
Fallback. Jason?
Bone, Mavs 112.
Mavs 112.
Grizzlies 106.
106. That's 112, 106 Dallas. That is a fallback.
He keeps copying me.
He does. He does. Tomorrow.
You got it right so far, but you won't keep getting it right.
Tomorrow's games. We'll only do two for tomorrow. Nuggets cover the 2.5 against the Clippers. Ken.
Fallback, Bone. I like the Clippers.
Okay.
Clippers one of the best teams
really
of basketball
like
on the stretch.
Clippers to win this series. I played it at plus 135. I'm not sure where the value still is, but I would look into that. You know, Denver only went 1-3 at home in the playoffs last year against Minnesota.
Not good.
The Clippers, you talk about net ratings, Clippers number one net rating in the NBA over the last 15 games of the regular season. I think the Clippers are better offensively. I think the Clippers are better defensively. And Zubats and Kawhi can mitigate the Joker.
But
Harden against Russ. No, the Clippers are winning this series in six, and the Clippers are winning game one.
Oh,
see, but
by
for
five
the record,
points or more.
I knew all this, but I let him give you the information. I just give my answer first.
If you guys go 4-for-4, yeah, that would be hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And lastly, Lakers cover the 4.5 against the Timberwolves, Ken.
That game's in L.A., correct?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
I'm going to take the Lakers to cover. I'll bounce back, Bone.
I'm going to say the Lakers win, Bone, but they win by three.
There's a fallback. Lakers win by three.
Oh, that's one you got wrong, Jason. Coming up next.
I don't have any money on that one,
by the way,
I can live with that.
At 5 o'clock, we'll preview this Orioles-Red series with Joe Dannemann from Fox 19 in Cincinnati. But coming up next, interesting lineup. We'll give it to you. And also hear a little from Brandon Hyde, who spoke. We got that Beltway, Ben? We'll hear from Brandon Hyde. He spoke about an hour ago. Next here on The Fan.
Update on Grayson. We got the results back. He's going to we're going to get some other opinions on it. So there's really nothing to report at this time. We're gathering information from second opinions from other doctors, and we'll have more to give you sometime next week when all that stuff comes back.
So that was Brandon Hyde about an hour ago with an update on Grayson Rodriguez. And Jason, I've been on this planet for 50-plus years, and one thing I can tell you with certainty, when they go to get second opinions, it's not because the first opinion was everything looks great.
You don't think Dr. One was like, he's just having trouble getting – he's getting behind the ball. He's saving it for the regular season.
Sluggish.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Skip. You didn't miss anything being stuck in traffic. He's great to go.
By the way, the last time we heard about a pitcher getting second opinions was Andrew Kittredge. The knee. They got second opinions, and then what happened? He had knee surgery. Yeah. So this is not good.
Yeah, I don't think this kid's pitching this season. And I hope he's able to start next season on time, but I don't know.
But here's the real shame of it, Jason. Even if it gets to that point, you can't count on him.
No.
You cannot count on Grayson Rodriguez to give you 30 starts. Heck, even 25 starts at this point.
You can just
like
stop it. You can't count on him, period.
Yeah.
Can't finish a season. And this season is not going to start.
He's got a lot of company.
He was on the IL twice last year. He had the lat injury when he was still in the minors that cost him pretty much the rest of that season, and obviously on the IL now.
That talk about him being an ace was fun times. Hey, by the way, Orioles lineup, it's interesting. Adley Rutschman leading off at DH. Gunnar Henderson, he's a shortstop batting second. Tyler O'Neill back in the lineup in right field batting third. Ryan Mountcastle's batting fourth at first base. Cedric Mullins batting fifth in center field. Jordan Westbrook, your third baseman, batting sixth. Gary Sanchez, he's doing the catching, batting seventh. Heston Kerstad in the lineup against the lefty, batting eighth. And Jorge Mateo's your second baseman, batting ninth.
I don't love Sanchez with Povich, but you know they're going to cram this right-handed thing down our throats and hope it eventually works. I'm glad, obviously, they kept Set in. I'm glad they kept Heston in. I'm not surprised they didn't keep Jackson in. If you think they should have, I'm here. I hear you. I'm with you. We'll see what kind of a ball game Jorge Mateo has in his stead.
Baby steps with these lefties, Jason. I mean, happy enough that Heston's in the lineup to go 2-for-2. That's just a little too far.
Would be a big ass,
yes,
Bone.
Yes, it would.
The Wizards and the Warlocks don't want to go too far.
A 1-1 and a 1-2. Yeah. And, you don't give them the benefit of the doubt.
You know what I would have done.
And for Cape Povich tonight, Reds really struggle against lefties. They're hitting 146, third lowest in the majors.
Cade's better at home than road. Cade's getting swing and miss. There's a lot of things that Cade's doing well. Look, I'm not going to tell you he is a precision pitcher, and I'm not going to tell you he's a command artist. But he's doing a better job with that than he did last year. He's making strides, and yeah, this is a lineup that I think he can probably navigate. Now, I would think the Reds are looking to run. They have not run as much this year as I thought they would. We know what De La Cruz can do. Frankly, Sanchez has got a better arm than Adley. That's one area that I think he's better than Adley.
Can he throw to the first base side of the bag?
They're 20th in stolen base.
I'm shocked they're not running more, and I wonder, you know, if that changes a little bit here. But yeah, Cade Povich to me, especially given the state of the pitching staff here, deserves to be pitching every 5 days. He's one of the guys I'm not super worried about at this stage.
The 8-10 Orioles take on the 9-10 Reds. 3-game series starts tonight at 7. Royal Park at Camden Yards. Baltimore Baseball tonight starts at 6. Live at Pickles, it's Bob Haney and Ryan Ripken. And coming up next, we'll take a look at this series from the Reds' perspective. Joe Dannemann from Fox 19 in Cincinnati joins us next.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.